with a celebrity snitch, Huggy Lowdown. Huggy!
What's the deal, Pickles? Is everything kosher?
Yeah, everything's kosher.
Tom Joyner.
Huggy Lowdown.
Check one, Sybil Wilkes.
Happy hump hug.
Check two, and Jay Anthony Brown.
What up, Hug?
Check 3 days. Yes, sir. Reepy Jackson Centipede. Won't G-O-D-D-O-I-T?
Billy won't.
Oh, happy hump day. Oh, happy hump day. When Jaden washes sins away. Did y'all know in addition to it being hump day, it's also National Dish Jockey Day?
Oh, yeah?
Oh, yeah. And National Cheese Lovers Day as well.
Oh,
which
I
means you got to be humping like the hardest working man on radio if you like that cheddar. That's the only way you're going to get that cheddar. Work harder, hump better, mow fatter. And I guarantee you, your cardigan will turn into cashmere or a Coogee sweater. Anyway, I went on too long, Jay, with the cheese references. Anyway, I think I'm going to enjoy a good grilled cheese today, Sybil.
Really?
On some of that potato bread. I'm just discovering that a couple of years ago. You nice. Got to date a woman in the suburbs for that potato bread. Doesn't that sound good?
Look what you did.
I done went on too long again.
Cheese.
Get a bowl of that tomato soup.
What?
It's the weather for it. It's still colder than a mother frigid, Tom. It was so cold yesterday, I sat in an Uber till my car warmed up. You know it's cold when the crackhead dude at the gas station wouldn't take money to pump gas. My folks told me it's too cold. Then he said, crack lives matter. I'm sorry, I see him on the block trying to get a piece of the rock again. Y'all see where Jamie Foxx saved a guy's life?
Yeah.
Yeah, some dude flipped his truck over by Jamie Foxx's house. The car caught on fire and Jamie sprung into action before you can say blame it on the alcohol. Jamie cut the seatbelt and saved the guy's life. The guy's father was on the scene and everything. He was so happy. He was like, thanks, Django. Thanks, Django. Django, thank you. Even thanked the horse. Thank you, Django. No, he didn't say that, but he was appreciative. Can y'all explain to me how in the habanero hell we live in the United States of America and have a water crisis like there is in Flint? Oh, yeah, Michigan Governor Rick Snyder, I got something for your ass on Friday.